You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. What if I told you there was a restaurant that has figured out how to make only 40 pizzas a day, do it by hand, and be named the best in the country? Well, that's apparently what's happening at Pizzeria Badia in Philadelphia. And Alex Lewis has their success figured out.
Once upon a time, Pizzeria Badia was a hidden gem in Philadelphia's Fishtown neighborhood. Then, Philadelphia Magazine named the pizza the best in the city. Soon after, Bon Appetit called it the best in the country. The word got out, and everything changed.
I mean, there were like 500 people walking through the door, and we had 40 pizzas.
You heard that right. 40 pizzas. That's Joe Badia, the guy who makes the pizzas and runs the business with the help of just one employee who takes orders and runs the register. Joe does the rest. He orders the ingredients from local farms, goes to the bank, meets with an accountant, and pays the taxes.
I actually closed my business so I could come here. Look at that basil dripping on that pie.
It's almost 5 when I walk up to Pizzeria Badia. A line of people extends out the door of the tiny brick building and stretches around the corner. The long lines aren't stopping people, like Linda Mellish, from taking drastic measures to try the pizza.
You know, there have been days where I've sort of pushed myself to 45 or 50, but it's just physically, you know, mentally exhausting.
Joe works 4 days a week, Wednesday to Saturday, and focuses mainly on making those 40 perfect pizzas, one at a time. For Joe, making the pizzas is meditative. He becomes extremely focused on each task, especially working with the dough. He says he had lost his way before having the idea for a pizzeria. He had worked as a brewer for years, and he had liked how making beer was both tangible and creative, but was looking for a different outlet. And then he discovered pizza. He developed his pizza-making technique over a few years, traveling across the country to learn the craft. And then in 2013, Joe got lucky when the price fell in a space he had been eyeing. He says he got a great deal on the lease, a deal so good that he could afford to pay the rent by selling 40 pizzas at about $25 each, 4 days a week. So, the number 40 has been good to him.
As far as the business side goes, is a number where, you know, it's positive. You know, I've never really made any money, so now I feel like I am making some money.
At this point, you're maybe thinking, okay, the pizzas sound great. Clearly, people think it's worth it. But is this actually a good business model? And has he considered expanding? I asked Dr. Rafi Amit, a professor of small business at the Wharton School, those questions. This is what he told me.
In situations like Joe's situation, the objective is different. For him, the satisfaction of creating those pizza, which may be a form of art, is the main objective. The money is the means to an end.
Dr. Amit says for a small business to thrive, it needs two things: a sound business model and a satisfied owner. Ultimately, the professor says do what you love, do it well, and the market may well find you. As for the supply and demand question in regards to Badia, Dr. Amit says,
perhaps just look at the line and say, oh, maybe if I charge $5 more per pizza, that would be acceptable by the market.
Joe says he has no plans to change his business model for now. It's profitable enough, and it makes him happy. For him, the reason for success comes down to doing things the right, maybe even the conventional way.
Really just do your research and just sort of get out there and see it all, and then you can bring that back to your current situation.
Just don't try to show up to Pizzeria Badia late and order a pizza.
So do you give out special medium pizzas?
No.
In Philadelphia, I'm Alex Lewis for Marketplace.